So, Suze, thank you very much for joining me today in the studio to talk about Candlelighters. The Stray FM Giving Tree with Candlelighters is back again for another year. We've had phenomenal responses over the last few years with, like you were saying, van loads of presents. Tell us a bit about Candlelighters. If people are listening and they don't know what Candlelighters is, what are you doing? What are you trying to raise awareness for, raise money for?
Hi, well, morning. Candlelighters is Yorkshire's children's cancer charity, and that provides support for not only children with suffering with cancer, but also the families, and that's in practical support. When a child's diagnosed with cancer, quite often one member of the family or even two, mum and dad, have to give up work to support the child, and that treatment can last for up to 2 years. So one of the first things that Candlelighters does is give sort of a bit of a hardship fund. So it's actually, you know, giving money to families so that they can get the bus, they can get the taxi, they can get childcare. So it's about providing practical support, emotional support, and also just helping the children going through this disease to make life as normal as possible. And the Just Giving last year with the presents was phenomenal, fantastic.
This is something that I would imagine a lot of people go about their day-to-day lives and don't realise just how much this is happening. Cancer within children, cancer with everybody, but cancer within children, how much it actually is happening compared to what they might think. They might think, oh, the only the odd child gets this. But this is a big problem, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, it's in numbers, but, you know, 150 to nearly 200 people, sorry, young children are diagnosed with cancer each year. And when you start to talk to people, you don't have to go far before somebody knows somebody. And because the treatment quite often is quite harsh and quite long, so, you know, children can be going through treatment for 2 to 3 years. And it's not just the child that's affected. You know, you can imagine if you've got brothers and sisters, they're affected as well. And what Candlelighters try to do is support that whole family. So, yeah, you're never far away from it, unfortunately, you know. At some point you meet somebody that has a story to tell.
So what sort of a difference does the Giving Tree make at this time of the year to a child with cancer, to a family who are having to deal with this?
Well, every child likes to open presents, you know, and Father Christmas comes along and, you know, you see a child's eyes, regardless of whether they've got cancer or not, you know, they like opening presents and things. So it makes such a difference. And, you know, as I say, when you're going through hardship, you know, trying to provide for the child as well as siblings presents to make life as normal, it's tough. You know, it's really hard, you know, the discretionary costs. So having all the fantastic presents allows the family to give gifts to all the children and make such a difference.
Now, we are going to, again, be working with Dawson's in Skipton, where you can take your presents.
Fantastic, yeah.
And put your presents under the Giving Tree. And also Morrison's in Starbeck, as well in Harrogate, where you can put the presents as well. If people want to find out more about Candlelighters, maybe to support it on top of this as well, where do they need to go? Where can they find out more information?
We have a fantastic website, which is www.candlelighters.org. So you can go on the website, there's lots of information there. Tweet, we have a Facebook page, so you can actually find out. From a Harrogate point of view, we've got a Harrogate committee, more than happy for people to get in contact with myself direct, SuePattersonUK@yahoo.co.uk. It is about raising awareness as well. What it does do is it allows us to chat with people and tell them what it's about. And certainly the people of Harrogate, we've just had our ball in October. We raised £43,500, which was fantastic. People are really, really generous.
You've got your Christmas party, Candlelighters Christmas party as well, haven't we?
We have. That's at the Royal Armouries, and that's a fantastic day. And that's for children who are suffering from this horrible disease, but also for their brothers and sisters as well. And there's fun, games, presents, you know, jelly and ice cream, all the things that kids like. So it'll be great. Last year we had so many presents. The party's on the 4th of December, so it'll be great to get some presents for that as well.
So it really is an amazing job that you do to help raise awareness and raise money for these children who are suffering at such a hard time in their life. So it's great to be able to see that. And hopefully with the Giving Tree, we'll have even more presents than last year, and we'll have lorry loads of presents under there this time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sue.